and welcome to Medicine in the Kitchen, where we empower you with simple solutions to everyday health concerns. Welcome back to Medicine in the Kitchen, episode 70. Once again, I'm Hyesoon.
And I'm Felicia, and we're your guides to empowered health.
Today we're going to be talking about strawberries. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely love them. They're one of my favorite berries, even though they're not actually berries.
Not actually berries. Have we talked about this before?
I think we've mentioned it before, but I'm not fully sure. I think we mentioned the bananas are berries, but not strawberries.
What are they if they're not berries?
So apparently strawberries and raspberries aren't berries in the botanical sense, since they derive from a single flower that has more than one ovary, making them an aggregate fruit. And like true berries are simple fruits stemming from one flower with one ovary, and it typically has several seeds. So that's the summary of that one. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense.
I guess maybe it makes sense. I'm still calling them berries though.
Oh no, me too. The bananas are not berries to me, but apparently they are berries because of the same reason. And actually, I mean, side note, because we're totally talking strawberries, but I went to like the Asian market not too long ago, and I saw they were selling banana flowers. Apparently you can eat the banana flower. I was very, very tempted to buy it. Ooh. But since they were a little pricey, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. Let's not.
Interesting. I didn't know you could eat banana flowers.
Me neither.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Right? Speaking of, since we're talking about it anyways, you can eat the strawberry flower. You can eat the stems. You can eat the leaves.
You can eat all of it.
Yes, it's probably the roots, but I don't know. I didn't get that part.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. You can eat all of the above ground parts.
Yep. It apparently has very high, like, vitamins and minerals for you. And I'm like, oh, so you don't have to take off the strawberry tops when you eat the strawberries. Just wash them well and you're good to go.
Yeah, I find though, like, when I'm getting the strawberries, when they're in season and they're freshly picked, those leaves I find are fine. But when I buy them in the store and they're like the California strawberries or whatever, those leaves are like really tough and I just don't want to eat those.
Oh no, that's totally fair. And like, we can talk about all that a little bit later on. But it was just, you know, since we were mentioning the flower, the banana, I figured why not pop in and mention that you can eat all that from a strawberry.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. All right, should we get into the nutrition value of strawberries and why they're so great?
Well, I mean, strawberries have like almost everything. It's one of the reasons why, like, even though it's not a berry, it's still one of the berries that are like part of the superfoods. Right? So it's got a lot of B vitamins. It's got vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc. I mean, it's got everything. Not really, but it's got everything.
It does. It has a lot. And like, and the red, I was going to say the red color comes from anthocyanins, which are amazing antioxidants too.
And those are also found in the leaves. Along with some flavonoids, but like, I believe it's also along with the kiwi that strawberries have higher vitamin C. So like peppers, kiwi, and strawberries have higher vitamin C than oranges, which are better for you if you're trying to get a higher dosage of vitamin C than taking, you know, like orange juice, which is mostly sugar.
Yeah, I would totally rather eat a bowl of freshly picked strawberries.
I mean, I know that we're focusing on the berry itself, but the leaves of the plant, not the stem, but the actual leaves, actually contain more iron than any of the other fruits. So it's really good if you want to have some vegan source of iron. It's right there. And apparently it's got phreganine, which is an antibiotic. So,
oh, what was that?
Phreganine?
Phreganine.
Yeah.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Well, it was said that, like, the native people of Canada and Chile, because we'll get to the origin of strawberries later, but, like, they used to use this a lot for as an anti-inflammatory and to cure different diseases, not just the actual berry, but, like, the leaves as well, which kind of makes sense where they would get all those, you know, high vitamin C and the antibiotic properties.
Hmm. Yeah, that's super cool. I didn't know about the antibiotic properties, but the anti-inflammatory for sure. Mm-hmm. There's even been like quite a bit of, well, I say quite a bit, but there's been research on it as much as you can for like a natural product or natural. Well, yeah.
We know it's a lot harder to get like scientific research for those sort of things in general.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it's out there. We should start promoting that a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, and this is kind of like a side note. We might get into it later, but yeah, there was a study that actually looked at CRP, which is a marker of inflammation, and it went down after having eating strawberries for, I think it was 12 weeks. Like having strawberries every day for, I think it was 12 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so research is out there.
That's good. That's really good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so origin. Do you want to kind of get into that?
Well, I know that you were excited because you're like, oh, they're native to Canada. We were hoping to do something that was native to Canada because it's, you know, close to Canada Day and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's only one kind of strawberry that's native to Canada and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of them. And I believe, if I remember correctly, it's the Vesca that's Canadian-ish along with Virginia.
Yeah, and those are the like really small wild strawberries that you can find in the forest.
Actually, those are mock strawberries, like the teeny ones with the seeds outside. Yeah, those are fake strawberries. They're called mock strawberries. You can eat them, like there's nothing wrong with it, except they don't have actual flavor. They just taste watery, and I actually have some of them in my backyard, and I was so pumped. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm getting strawberries out of nowhere. This is amazing. No, they were just wild strawberries, which are called mock strawberries.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know what the species is? Because definitely wild strawberries flavorful and are very small.
Yes, like you can definitely, like I was looking at that, it was like, what's the difference between wild strawberries and mock strawberries, which honestly, it's a quick Google search and YouTube videos are available as well. So the mock strawberries called Potentia indica, there are from the Potentia family, but it's also part of the Rosacea family, which strawberries are from the same family.
What? I didn't know there was such a thing as mock strawberries.
Yes.
I'm intrigued. I need to come to your backyard to investigate.
Like, if you do a really quick Google search, you will see that a mock strawberry is like a teeny, teeny strawberry, but the seeds kind of pop out versus a wild strawberry or any regular strawberry. The seeds are actually more like embedded into the skin. And so the outside looks more smooth. The wild strawberries with giant quotation marks that are mock strawberries have them popping out. So that's like a little hedgehog. An edible.
Interesting.
Hedgehog.
Okay, I gotta Google this. We gotta take a second for me to Google this. Oh, interesting. I don't think I've ever seen these before. It almost looks like a cross between like a strawberry and a raspberry.
Yes, but even with raspberries, like the seeds are inside the little like bumps. And again, like we were just mentioning, raspberries and strawberries are not berries. But yeah, no, these guys, it kind of look like, what's the, like lychees and stuff like that, like the outside of the shell where it's bumpy. It kind of reminds me of that, but a very teeny lychee where you can actually eat the outside skin.
Wow. Oh, I need to find some of these now. Well, I guess I know where to find them.
Come to my backyard.
I will be coming. Oh, yeah. And I'm guessing they're probably in season right now, right?
I would have to go check the yard, but usually they're near my deck. And because I have strawberries up there, that's why I thought they were strawberries. But yeah, and honestly, they have no flavor. They're just watery.
Oh, I love discovering new plants.
Mm-hmm. So there are wild strawberries and they are very flavorful. Mm-hmm. And like you're right, they are small. They're not like the massive strawberries we get in grocery stores, which are also genetically modified 90% of the time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that part.
Yeah, we'll save that topic for another podcast.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. But they are small and they're super, super sweet. So like, that's how you know it's a real strawberry. And again, they look like strawberries versus mock strawberries. They resemble strawberries, but the seeds are sticking out a bit more.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, mm-hmm. And this is why you don't go sampling things in the forest unless you really know what you're doing.
I didn't even sample it in my backyard until I asked Alana. I was like, Alana, is this edible? And she's like, it's strawberry. You can eat it. I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah, super cool. So the Virginiana or Vesca species is the wild ones that are sweet and have the seeds on them, not poking out of them.
Yes.
And then the new mock strawberry that I've just learned about is a different species and genus entirely, which is cool. And then,
and I'm guessing they're native to Canada as well.
Yeah, I feel like that would make sense, especially if they're like in the rose family.
But
yeah.
It says it's one of Ontario's wildflowers, so yes.
Okay, cool.
2-for-1 deal here. Got it.
Nice. Amazing.
There's also another strawberry native to the Americas, which is the Chilean strawberry.
Okay.
Which, I mean, from the name, I'm guessing you can understand where that actually grew in Chile. So it's obviously berries are more for cooler climates, and Chile is further down south and has a lot of mountains, so it totally makes sense why they grew there. But we have strawberries that have been growing all over Asia, Europe, obviously, again, northern climates, and now we just, you know, mix them all together to get kind of the crossbreed strawberries that we see in stores. But there's at least, I think, 8 different types, if not more.
Okay. Yeah, the most common, I guess, species of cultivated strawberry that I found was the Fragaria ananassa.
Yes.
I'm pronouncing that right.
I believe that they mix mostly the ananassa with the Virginia, so they crossbreed those to give us like more berries that are easier to get almost all year round.
Okay.
As each one has like a slightly different season. They're all within seasons, but one is more of a late season, one is an earlier season, and yeah. Which is fascinating. Yeah.
I don't know. I find like an excitement though around strawberries being in season, like eating strawberries during strawberry season is just so much better than eating strawberries in like the fall or the winter.
Oh, for sure. Like if you're going to eat strawberries in like out of season kind of thing, get the frozen ones because those are picked in season. So they still maintain most of the nutrients versus whatever you're going to get from a greenhouse.
Exactly.
So like in the summer, I let my mom go wild buying like all the fruits that she wants. And in the winter, I'm like, not too many like fresh fruits. Let's get the frozen ones.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of thinking, I want to go just buy all the strawberries right now and freeze them. Then I'll have them for the winter.
You totally can. Wash them well, let them dry, and freeze them.
Yeah. That's my...
go on.
I was going to say, that's my Canada Day weekend project.
Sounds like an exciting and tasty day.
Yeah.
So because strawberries are native to North America, the indigenous people used to make a lot of dishes with them. I didn't find a lot of information because each tribe has their own style. But what I did find out is that when the Europeans came to the Americas and they started noticing how, well, aside from taking some of the strawberries back to Europe, because of course we had plenty of it, they started mixing it with whipped cream-ish, and that's kind of where we got the strawberry shortcake. Yeah, I actually don't really know how Europeans used to use strawberries. I know that for some people, like they started actively cultivating them around the Renaissance period, but it wasn't super like popular. And I know that Madame Tallien, so she was an important figure in the court of Napoleon when he was emperor. She used to bathe in fresh strawberry juice. Like, she literally got somebody to mash them and make strawberry juice for her. And it would take about 22 pounds to fill her bathtub basin.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and that's how she would bathe.
Wow.
While, like, you go back to ancient Rome and, like, the ancient Romans used to cultivate strawberries. So it's a hit or miss of like how people in the past used them.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes, you know, I believe I have one recipe from the American natives, not the Canadian natives, but I'm pretty sure it's similar. So they used to make like a cornmeal kind of thing and they would try to add strawberries into their little breads, the little loaves.
Okay.
Obviously without baking powder and all the extra stuff that we use to make cornmeal, but when they used to bake it, they would add little strawberries to give it extra flavor.
Whoa.
Yeah. And in France in the 13th century, it was used as a medicinal herb. I mean, they had the fesca, which is the alpine strawberry, but it's pretty much the same thing. And it was believed that the berry was used for curing diarrhea and upset stomachs. The leaves and the roots, well, here they were used, the roots, were used for gout. And you can use it all externally for sunburns, skin blemishes, and the juice was also used for discoloring teeth. Now, the last one, I don't know so much about.
I've actually heard that before, using strawberries to whiten teeth.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any like formal science behind that, but I feel like I tried it at one point too. There was like I almost feel like, I can't remember if it was for teeth or for face. Remember at one point there was like a thing where combining strawberries and aspirin, and I feel like it might've been for a face mask.
When I was younger, I used to get this magazine from Mexico. It was like a little comic book from a European artist. It was called Witch. And just like the Disney magazines, they would have like beauty section and all these other things that was cute for kids. And in one of them, it had a little recipe for like homemade face masks and hair masks. And I don't remember the other ones so well, but this one I do remember because, I mean, it's edible. Mm-hmm. It was, you get a bunch of strawberries, you mash them up, you add sugar, and you get like a strawberry sugar scrub to like put on your face. And it tasted amazing, of course, but it was also really nice for your face.
Yeah, that does sound really nice.
And the sugars, you know, and the seeds in the strawberries are very gentle, so it won't be like cutting your skin. It would actually leave it smooth without being too abrasive. What else do I have about strawberries? So strawberries used to be the symbol of love for the goddess of love, Venus. So obviously this was from Italy and the Romans, not the Greeks. And because of the heart shape and because of its red colors, there was also a legend. I don't know where this one comes from, but I was supposed to say that if you break a double strawberry in half and share it with a member of the opposite sex, you will fall in love with each other. Now, I don't know how legit that is, but I like it. It's cute. We'll run with it.
I like that too. It is cute. I think that needs some experimentation.
Yes, yes. We need to find these double strawberries and try it out.
Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned that they look like a heart. And I think that the fact that they look like a heart and that they're red kind of points toward heart health for me. And they are great for heart health too. We talked about like the antioxidants in them and all the vitamins and minerals. And there has been some research into their effect on the heart. So,
yeah, I was reading somewhere that like eating 8 strawberries a day has shown to lower blood pressure and improve memory and heart health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think it's 8 large strawberries, but still.
Yeah, I think there's been like conflicting evidence on the blood pressure, because I know some studies said it lowered it, some said it lowered it, but it wasn't significant. Others said it didn't lower it. But either way, there's no studies that say it makes blood pressure higher, and strawberries taste amazing and have so many other health benefits. So I think overall it's a good thing to be eating.
I mean, you add it into a smoothie in the morning or some oatmeal for breakfast, and why not? Or you can have it as a snack or a simple sugar-free dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, you know, a good dose of vitamin C and all the other things that we've mentioned, and protects your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was saying in one of the things that I found that it may risk some form, like it lowers the risk of some cancers and helps reduce obesity, but I'm not fully sure. I think it's just playing off of the high antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but definitely a great thing to have in there. And it's heart season. In Chinese medicine, summer is the season of the heart. So makes it even more a reason to eat strawberries in season for your heart.
Exactly. And you had it that it was one of the dirty dozens.
Yeah, so I feel like, although we're kind of avoiding the whole GMO topic for this podcast, just because we could probably talk about it for an entire episode. But I think it's also important to kind of note that strawberries, I mean, you don't really have to spray them, but well, I'm thinking of the strawberries in my garden. I would never spray them, but then also you get other critters and animals eating them. So they're on the dirty dozen list just for the reason of them being so exposed to pesticides, because you're eating the whole thing. You're not peeling off a skin. You're not like wash it, of course, but it's like the strawberry is fully exposed to the environment. So I think that's why it's on the Dirty Dozen list. And for those who don't know, the Dirty Dozen list is just a list put out by the Environmental Working Group every year of fruits and vegetables that contain a lot of pesticides. And you want to kind of go more toward organic for those fruits and vegetables. So that's just kind of something to know.
And I know it's not always easy to get the organic, but when you're not getting the organic, just be extra cautious. Make sure you wash them well. I mean, I put my strawberries, whether organic or not, and I do this for most berries, I put them in a bowl of water with a bit of vinegar and let it sit for a couple minutes, then rinse them out to make sure I get rid of as much bugs or whatever else I can get out of those berries. And then dry them out and then, you know, store them.
Yeah, and I've also discovered recently that storing strawberries in like a glass jar in the fridge keeps them for so much longer after you've done the whole vinegar rinse and all of that. They keep well for quite a while. So
I put a paper towel just to like try to avoid all the moisture, but.
Mm-hmm. I've never put the paper towel. I just sort of put them in a glass jar and they keep for quite some time in the fridge. Yeah, but I feel like there are ways to get organic strawberries without it being such an expense. Like if you're buying them in season, like we said, I mean, I don't think the organic, are they that much more than the conventional when they're in season?
It depends. It really depends. Like sometimes some stores give you a really good price, others not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would say even like finding, like if you can find a local farmer's market, even a local farm at this time of year. And we talked about like you could just buy a whole bunch and freeze them, or even like buying the frozen throughout the year is often cheaper than buying sort of the conventional greenhouse grown ones.
True. And I know that the organic frozen ones are pretty good.
Yeah.
Their price isn't that terrible either. It's really reasonable.
Yeah. So like there are definitely ways. You just have to get a little creative.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And as for recipes, I mean, where can you not use strawberries? Let's see. You can make strawberry lemonade. You can, which is really
strawberry
nice.
Strawberry lemonade? I don't think I've ever made that. Every time I talk to you, I get like all these ideas of recipes I want to make.
I'm here for that. I mean, you use them in scones, right?
Yeah. I did. We did strawberry rhubarb. And strawberry and rhubarb go so well together.
They do. I love it.
And then we also added dill because I just love dill and I have so much in the garden. And it was actually a good blend. I liked it. But I love dill. So
you can also, like, for scones, just in general, you can do strawberry white chocolate. You can, like, play around with all the berries. You can dehydrate them and save them for either decorating cakes or other things. You can use them in your cereal, in your oatmeal, in your yogurt parfait, topping ice creams, making ice cream. Strawberry yogurt you can make as well. You can mix it in with berries, dehydrate them, and put them in hot water to make like a tea. What else can you do? Well, I've seen a lot of those whip-based sandwiches, so you can throw them in with the whip and add the berries and kiwis and make all those cute shapes.
Mm-hmm. Or like trifle strawberries always.
Oh,
trifle looks so pretty.
Yes. Strawberry shortcake, who doesn't love that? And like I'm dying to try the Native American version of cornmeal with strawberry.
Yeah, that sounds good too. And you mentioned the strawberry ice cream. That was like a relatively new discovery to me too, that you could just like throw frozen berries with a frozen banana in the food processor and you have like ice cream basically without any dairy. Well, usually I'll add some like almond milk or coconut milk to it, but.
Well, you have to. You have to give it some liquid, right? So yeah. Like those are the Nana like ice cream styles, but you can actually make very simple regular ice cream with that, and you can make gelato with it. Listen, I love summer only because I get to eat ice cream.
Yes.
You can make a bunch of jams, tarts, pies, like strawberry peach pie. And you can make it into a salad, like throw in some like flowers that you know are edible from your garden, add in all the mixed greens, throw in some blueberries, strawberries, and make a nice vinaigrette with some balsamic vinegar, and so yummy. Oh, pumpkin seeds. Add pumpkin seeds on top. Then you're golden.
Sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to eat the leaves, apparently you can add it to soups and stir fries, or like just saute them a little bit. You can also eat them raw, but like in salads and stuff, but it actually gives a really nice taste. And some people suggest that if you add it to sandwiches, it does the effect of a lettuce and people tend to like it, but you can also dry them and turn them into powder and make them into like a matcha, or just simply dry them and have them as regular tea. And for people like Felicia and Elena, you can make them into tinctures.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever really used the strawberry leaves, but this is giving me some ideas.
I mean, anytime you want some, come get them. I mean, the strawberries in my yard, the squirrels ate them all. And same with the chipmunks. So I have none, but I have plenty of leaves and no pesticides. I'm going to check my parents' yard to see if they have any strawberries in theirs.
Yeah, and I mean, the other really cool thing about strawberries is they spread so much, like not right away, but if you plant like a couple plants and just let them do their thing within like 2 or 3 years, they really spread. Like I bought strawberry plants once off this woman who just turned her whole front lawn into a strawberry patch.
Ooh,
and
nice.
She said it took like 3 or 4 years and they just sort of took over, and now she has strawberries in the summer and that works as her lawn too. So I thought that was a really cool idea.
Well, clearly I'm doing things wrong because my blueberry patch has not grown much and my strawberry is still teeny.
Oh, do you get like the runners off the strawberry?
I don't know. I have to go check. I literally just let it grow, and then if I see something red, I'm like, ooh, gotta get that before the animals do.
Well, the patch is probably pretty new for you, right?
Yeah, pretty new.
So probably in like late summer, you'll start to see runners. They're like little shoots that come off of the strawberry, and then you'll see like little baby strawberries growing on them. Mm. And then you just put those little baby strawberries in the dirt. And they become new strawberry plants.
Oh, okay. Okay, next year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and I just thought of another way you can use the berries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have like an infuser at home for like either one of the big water jugs or just a simple one that you carry around in your water bottle. But you can add some in there and, oh, so yummy.
Ah, and like you could also add like basil or...
Mm-hmm.
Mint. Oh, this is getting me excited.
Listen, you can make yourself some nice like margaritas with strawberries, mint, and basil.
Yeah. Oh, I really have some ideas now and want to try so many different things with strawberries.
For sure. And let us know what you're gonna try. I mean, like I said, you can use strawberries for anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Strawberry gazpacho. Oh my God, I totally forgot about this and it just came to my mind. And okay.
What is gazpacho? I feel like I've heard of that and I've seen it on menus, but I don't know if I've ever actually had it.
Well, it's Italian.
Well,
it's a cold soup. So it's generally made from like raw vegetables that you blend. And I mean, you can also have it in Spain. I know it's like Spain, Portugal, Italy area.
Oh, well, not my part of Italy. My part
no.
of Italy. Or my parents or my grandparents.
You own part of Italy now. Cool.
Yep, the part of Italy that I own doesn't know what gazpacho is.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, so it's generally made with cold vegetables. So I know that it's usually savory. And for some of them, like if you're going to use the tomato, they usually like blanch them real quickly. So it's like you semi-boil and then you put them in ice water to peel off the skin. But you can make it with cucumber gazpacho. You can make it with like a tomatoey soup, but it's all cold. And it's what something you take during the hot summers to help refresh. But the gazpacho that I'm mentioning, it was made by my sister's best friend's grandma when we went to visit her at her cottage 1 year. And we were sweating. It was a long drive. We were just so done with the day. And he was like, here, guys, a strawberry gazpacho. And I'm like, I don't like gazpacho. But okay, sure. It was the best thing ever. I have no idea what she made, but it was so good. And literally, you can make it with anything. I know people do it with avocados, with cucumbers, strawberries, watermelon, grapes. Some people make it like extra savory with like meat or seafood. Mind you, that does not sound as appealing to me, but yeah.
I have to add that now to the list. I feel like I have this ongoing list that just gets longer every time we do a podcast episode. And sometimes I check things off of it.
Yeah.
Hey. But it just keeps growing.
I think we're going to end up having a longer list than things we're going to be able to actually do, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always things to pick from. I feel like that's how the topics go for our podcast episode too. We have like so many things we want to talk about and then we just keep thinking of more things.
Like we covered a good 30%. Here's another like 40 things we need to add to it.
Exactly. No shortage of ideas.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I think without getting into too much detail about strawberries, we covered a lot.
Yeah. And I feel like we did get into some good detail. Yeah.
I mean, share your ideas about how you guys like to eat strawberries, how you enjoy them, what type of strawberries you get. Because I know I've tried the white one. It's pretty sweet.
The pine berries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a pine berry patch in my backyard. I don't anymore.
Ooh, nice.
But yeah, they're fun. They have like a pineapple-y strawberry taste.
Yes, they do. I actually took some of the seeds from that one and threw it in like one of my mom's pots. And I was like, hopefully it will grow.
Mm-hmm. Did it?
Not yet. Oh. I'm going to have to try again.
Yeah. Well, once it takes, they spread too a lot. So.
Yeah. I mean, you guys let us know what else. I know there's like the lighter pink strawberries. There's a bunch of strawberries. Like I said, there's like at least like 8 or 10 strawberries are just like the red strawberries and then everything else plus the mock strawberries.
Yes, the new fruit that I learned about today.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I totally forgot to mention. I think regular strawberries have white flowers. The mock strawberry has a pretty yellow flower. So that's another way to catch it early on to, if you see the leaves and you're like, oh, these look like strawberry leaves. Let's see the flower. They're a yellow color. Very pretty yellow, but yellow is still.
Oh, okay. I feel like I've seen pink flowers too.
Hmm.
But I don't know if that's just in my dreams.
Who knows?
Yeah, let us know if you've seen pink flowers or if there are any strawberry types that you've seen that we haven't mentioned. And yeah, let us know what recipes you've tried too, so we can all keep making our lists longer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, another quick one. Oh, and I think you are right. I just did a quick Google search. There is a reddish strawberry flower. Yeah. Yeah, it's reddish and it goes like pinkish. You're right.
Okay. I didn't imagine it because I feel like...
No, you didn't.
I feel like I'm seeing it in my garden at some point.
But yeah, there's a bright... there's a bright red one. There is like a fuchsia one. And then there's a pink one.
Okay.
Yeah, fascinating. Right, the other recipe. So I don't know if it's just my family, but supposedly super common in like Mexico, like a quick dessert is you put like a fruit, some condensed milk, put it in a blender, pour it out in little containers, put it in the fridge or the freezer, and you have a yummy little dessert ready to go.
Ooh. Okay. I think I know what I'm doing all weekend. I'm just gonna start knocking things off the list.
Everything that's strawberry related, at least.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll be back in 2 weeks. You can rate, comment, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also donate to our podcast on our Ko-fi page. That's ko-fi.com/medicineinthekitchen. Invite your friends to join our community and improve their health. You can follow us on our social media, Felicia Senza ND and
Sweet Nutritionista. We will be posting bi-weekly. Thank you for joining us. See you next time and happy healing.